Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Mom Life Unfiltered episode. So, hey, y'all. So today's episode is unfiltered, no outline, no polished points, just where I am. And if you're in the early motherhood season, especially with little ones, this might hit. Because I had a moment recently where I realized I miss when my time was mine. Not in a dramatic way, not in a I don't love my kids way, but just in an honest way. Like, I miss when I could just decide to go on a walk and go. No nap schedule, no mental clock, no calculating how long we've been going, no thinking about who's putting who's sleep, just me walking out the door. Or just when I do walk. So I'll tell you a little story. Yesterday, my kids, we got them some balance bikes and we went to the park to walk. And I know I'm thinking, okay, they're going to have to learn how to ride these bikes, but I still want to kind of give a little walking game. But it turned out to be where my kids just were doing their bikes. I didn't really get to walk like how I wanted. Like, I was walking on their pace and it was pretty slow, but it's okay. And at one point I found myself frustrated, but I found out, like, Dre, you're going to have to separate when it's your time to walk versus like when it's a kid activity, and that's going to help you through the process to be more present. So I learned, okay, well, this is what I did. Real talk. I was like, okay, just be present, let them do their bikes, let them play at the park. And when you go home and take a nap, when the kids take a nap, then you could take that time to do 30 minutes on your stepper. You're still getting walking, but it's just not as, just not outside. Or another way I could have done it was like, okay, y'all get this amount of time on your bikes, then mommy's going to walk. Because even certain days I have it weird. When we do go to the park, I'm like, okay, y'all, mommy's going to take 2 laps around trail and then you can go play at the park. And they're good with that. But I've been finding ways to incorporate it into it, but it's just different because you have to think about more logistics wise with it and be creative. Like, even sometimes when I want to walk, I'll take them to the park and walk around a little park grass, like the outside of the park. And one time a man stopped me and was like, that's very creative. Get your steps. I'm like, yeah, because my goal is to have 5,000 steps by 1 o'clock every day. And all the other steps are extra. So that was something it's just real mom life, right? But what I'm learning too, here's another situation. A couple weeks ago, my in-laws had the kids, and my husband and I randomly decided to go on a walk. It wasn't planned. It wasn't deep. We just went. They were like, oh, yeah, we're going to take the kids to the store with us. I was like, okay, boom. Me and my husband put our shoes on so fast and went outside to go walk. And after we walked, I was like, let's go to the store. And we did. And we were just walking through the stores, peaceful, slow, no stroller. Well, we don't even do strollers anymore at that point. That's another story, though. No snacks. No interruptions. No sit down. Don't touch that. It just felt so light. And here's the thing. We had the best time ever. And while we were out, I was still mentally tracking everything. My husband's like, let's go get food. And I'm like, we got to figure out when the kids get back because it's still going to take a nap. But the fact that we were able to go to the store, different stores and store hop, like, it was just... it was beautiful. Like, it was like a little date for us. Because the reason why we didn't stay out longer, we still like, okay, well, we have to make sure we're packed before the kids get back, right? Because in my head, I'm thinking, well, if they get home, I don't want to overuse our help, or my youngest only lets me or his dad be able to sleep right now. I'm like, is it close to nap time? So I'm checking my watch. But their kids were safe, they were loved, they were covered. But my nervous system was still on duty. But it was just like a moment of like, it was like a breather. And that's when it hit me. The season is beautiful, but it's different. It's bittersweet because I don't want my old life back, but I do miss the ease of it sometimes. And those moments Like just going out to the stores, Robbie, me and my husband, like I remember we used to do this all the time. Like just walking through the stores, not even buying it, just because we wanted to just be out and about. But we just realized we're in a new season, and it's okay. But I think what I was feeling wasn't regret. It was more like reflection. Even when you step away, you're still connected, and that's motherhood. You can adore your children and still miss the version of who freely. The two things can be true. You can be grateful and you can grieve a little. That doesn't make you selfish. It makes you self-aware. But here's where the episode turns. Instead of just sitting in that feeling, I did something different. I just continued to ask for help because the day after, the next morning, I saw my mother-in-law up early. And I'm like, hey, can you watch the kids for just 30 minutes so I can just go walk outside? And guess what? I got those 30 minutes and I came back feeling refreshed. And my husband decided to join me too. He was like, oh, I want to go. And that's when I realized sometimes we don't have, it's not that we don't have any time. Sometimes we just haven't asked. And yes, asking for help can be nerve-wracking because you never know if somebody's going to say yes or no. But it's like, either way, yes, cool. No, okay, well. What can I do? I can still just go outside and walk. I'm just take them with me. And a lot of us will feel overwhelmed, feel stretched, miss our old autonomy, but we won't open our mouths to ask. We'll think, I don't want to overuse my help. I should be able to handle this. It's my responsibility. They might be tired. And yes, they are your children, but motherhood was never supposed to be solo. Like, I don't dump my kids on anyone. I don't just disappear. I don't neglect anything. I just create a space, and there's a difference. What I'm learning is that in this season, freedom doesn't just return. You build it. You build it within blocks of time. You can build it early in the mornings. You can build it by asking. You can build it by being honest about what you need. Even if my kids, like, I have to tell them too, like, hey, mommy needs 10 minutes, whether, like, I was trying to do a workout the other day, and my kids, they had their own yoga mats with, so they decided to join me. But then they started doing other stuff. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because I let them know, I just need X amount of time, y'all. Please just let me get this done. Or even, I was like, I just need to be on my stepper for 5 minutes. Just step in. And they're like, okay. So it's like communication, not even just with adults, but with your kids as well. And there's something else I didn't want until I was. And here's something else. I didn't wait until I was burned out. I didn't wait until I was snapped. I moved before resentment built. And that's something I'm trying to work on instead of like, I think sometimes when I get frustrated with the kids, it's more so because of the expectations I have in my head of a task versus what the reality of it is. And I have to talk myself down and like reel myself back in, but I also give myself grace to know that I'm human. And I think that's the growth because unspoken needs and turn into silent frustration. I don't want to live like that. I want to be present. I want to enjoy this season, but I also want to still feel like me inside of it. So if you're listening and you're in that space where you're thinking, I love my kids, but I miss me, you're not alone. This is a season where your time isn't fully yours, but you don't have to disappear inside of it. Maybe freedom right now doesn't look like full days long. Maybe it looks like 2 hours, a solo walk, a slow store run. Or sitting in your car an extra 5 minutes. Maybe it's like asking for help and letting people show up because community only works if we use it. I don't want my old life back, but I'm learning that I can still exist fully inside this one and build something new. And sometimes I just have to ask. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to close it out here. Until next time.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.